Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to lose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. And over the next 60 minutes, we are going to cover as many opinions as 1 hour can handle. You can get involved. Give us a call, 646-929-1298. Again, 646-929-1298. As always, our Twitter handle, at SB Weekly. And you can email the show at sportsbettingweekly.com. We have a full slate of activity today on the board, whether you're going to be betting from your phone. Maybe you're going to be sitting in a sports bar like at Cali Comfort down in Spring Valley, or maybe you're going to cross the border from San Diego and head into Tijuana to go where you can bet legally, or maybe you're going to slide over to Las Vegas, see our friends over at TimelessVegas.com, put you up for a house for a weekend with your buddies, and just kind of check out all the action. There are tons of things going on. There's NHL playoffs. There are NBA playoffs. There's a UFC fight tonight card. There are baseball games. And we've got a full crew helping us out. And so what we're going to do is slide right over now, and let's have a phone call we took with Mo. All right. We're happy to have on the line our buddy Mo from the Mo Radio Show and the BS Sports Show. Hope your day is going well, Mo. How are you?
I am living the dream, my friend, living the dream.
Now, you are doing your show a couple nights a week live, correct?
Well, we're live every night, but we've been on location twice already this week, and we will be out again for a third time. So, yeah, it's quite the ordeal and undertaking being out somewhere live, two or three times a week.
No, and that's what I meant on location, because it really does change a little bit of everything. I mean, what you wear, whether you brush your teeth, there's a lot of things involved with it. When you talk sports with Billy Elvis on the BS Sports Show, do you guys really focus on the hot events to try to see what's out there, or do you kind of have a pretty good rhythm now of covering a little bit of everything, including some great local stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we've found ourselves into a pretty good rhythm. You know, it's you prepare throughout the day, and that way when you get together, you just you follow where the other one goes. So you pretty much have an idea of everything that's going on, and you just kind of follow.
Right, and it's funny because, you know, when Vicky and I chat, she'll always say, well, you know so much, but you don't know anything. I said, that's because all I read the headlines, honey. I know they convicted Hernandez of murder, but I don't know anything else about it because I just read the headlines. But, yeah, you do. You have to cover it because you never know what the audience wants to hear. And of course, you want to make sure that the people that are listening like what they hear. You know?
Yeah, we figure if we're just trying to entertain ourselves, and hopefully everybody else is entertained by that. If not, it'll...
Yeah, so we've got a great show planned here today. We're going to chat with you a little bit, and then we're getting Sloppy on, and Sloppy's going to be covering NBA basketball. Tommy's coming on after that, and he is going to be discussing some pitching opportunities with Saturday. The probables are out. And then Billy V is coming on, and I think I mentioned to you last week, he's just had this incredible run with UFC because he knows the fighters and he kind of knows the sport and doesn't really bet it. So we translated. I think his last seven suggestions were 6-1, and one of them was fight that I argued with the decision, so that'll be fun. But when it comes to Sloppy in the NBA, he won't be discussing. He's actually in Vegas. He is at timelessvegas.com as we speak, but he won't be discussing the Pacers. And for you that is your home team. What happened? A couple of years back, Mo, they were like looking to win a ring.
Well, I mean, when you're the best guy and one of the top 10 players in the league breaks his leg playing for the United States, that pretty much derails your season there. But then you lose Lance Stevenson to the Hornets, and Frank Vogel, I think, honestly did his best coaching job this year of all the last 3 or 4 years, just because he was within, one game of making the playoffs. And with a group of guys, a lot of guys hadn't even been starters in the league. George Hill missed 38 games or whatever it was. And David West missed 21 games. So for the first quarter of the season, the only starter from last year's team that was on the floor was Roy Hibbert.
Now, who nipped them out? Because they were there right to the end.
Memphis beat them last night, but the night before, they had to win the last two games, and the night before, they went to double overtime with the Wizards in order to win that game, and they were down double digits going into the fourth quarter and got up to two overtimes, and that just gassed them out. Then having to play a later game in for TV last night in Memphis, and then once San Antonio lost last night, Memphis had the chance then to win and get a home playoff game, whereas if San Antonio would have won, they would have nothing to play for the rest of their guys. So, Indiana just ran out of gas about midway through the third quarter last night.
And so who's in the eighth spot then in the East? There would have been
Brooklyn.
The eighth spot in the East?
Yeah, okay, Brooklyn, by virtue of beating Orlando last night, now occupies
right.
The eighth and final playoff spot in the East.
And that's with a 38-44 record. However, they are 23-18 on the road against the spread. So that's not a bad little record, and that's what we talk about. Sloppy had mentioned Atlanta was one of those teams that should win that game easy. They're given 10 points. That's a lot of points. But being that you were kind of tuned in, what do you think about these teams that are given 10? So it's Atlanta's given 10, Cleveland's given 11, and this, these could go up by the time Saturday rolls around. Golden State's given 11.5. What do you think about those huge point spreads?
Well, I've seen the last couple of times that Boston played Cleveland, they beat them. Now, this is a different different time when you get into these playoffs, but, Brad Stevens has done an amazing job with his Boston team, and, that's one game I would definitely take Boston and take the points on in that series. The thing with Atlanta is you really don't know what you're going to get. Atlanta's a team that's built to win games, but not necessarily built to win series. And the last couple of years where they've been in the playoffs and they've been a lower seed, nothing's really expected of you. But now they're the favored seed, and so now they have to produce. And can they produce playing from the top as opposed to playing from the bottom? I think they definitely win the series. I don't know that they're able to beat Brooklyn by, double-digit points each and every game, but the first game at home in Atlanta, I think they come out and they're a little nervous. I think this could be a closer game than we expect. But, I don't think Boston comes close to beating Cleveland, but I think they keep it close, at least in the first couple of games.
What about that Golden State-New Orleans game that's on Saturday as well?
Man, Golden State has just been murdering people, and they did it. They were, 52 games above 500, and they did it in the Western Conference, which is just stacked with talent and great teams. New Orleans is a decent team, but Anthony Davis is obviously the star of that team, and he can't score 120 points. But you better bet your butt that Golden State can. And, I would look for most games not to even be close. So, that's the only team that I really feel comfortable about giving double-digit points the whole way is Golden State.
Yeah, they were 39-2 at home, only 26-14, though, against the spread. And that, is without a doubt it's still a good record, don't get me wrong, 12 games over 500, but it shows the difference, basically a 12-13 game difference between your regular record and your against the spread record.
Well,
and then
here's the difference in this game. The difference is that, if Oklahoma City would have got that last spot, Russell Westbrook can score 50 points by himself. He can score 20 points in the last, 8 minutes and really ruin a game for you against the spread. Whereas, a big guy usually isn't going to come at the end of the game and score you 15 points in the fourth quarter, 10 points in the fourth quarter. So if Golden State can get a lead, you know, against the spread, you're much better off because a center is your main point scorer isn't usually going to take over a game like that in the fourth quarter, whereas if they would have been playing Oklahoma City, had they gotten in at the eighth spot, then, you know, Russell Westbrook can take over a game in the fourth quarter, and then that's a very scary proposition when you're betting against the spread. So I think it's a lot safer with Golden State playing New Orleans.
Oh, no, there's no doubt, too, Mo, when you've got somebody that is hot and they're trailing, so they're just jacking threes, and they start getting hot. They could hit four, five, six in a row. These are NBA players. These aren't kids, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when your top scorer is a big guy, that's never a good sign. I mean, Anthony Davis is an amazing player, but when your top scorer is a big guy, usually not a good sign.
And then, we're going to talk Tommy. We're going to talk some pitching. Now, I know that you are a Cubs fan. I know the Cubs had a little rocky start to the beginning of their season. But in terms of what you've seen with the first week or so of Major League Baseball, what pitchers do you think are pitchers that are going to have pretty good years, or at least starts to the season?
Well, I'll tell you, David Price has started off really well for Detroit. Max Scherzer hadn't gotten himself a win. Hadn't got a win yet, earlier this week, but had a .017 ERA, so he's just not getting the run support. Clayton Kershaw has been bumpy, but Price so far and Scherzer are probably my two favorites in the clubhouse at this point. John Lester has been somewhat of a disappointment so far for the Cubbies. Chris Sale. Also, the starting pitcher from the White Sox, who missed his first start, they came out and just dominated when he started his first game for the White Sox. Another amazing pitcher, another guy you can't go wrong with.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talked about is every year there's going to be a handful of pitchers, you know, two, three, four pitchers that you really never heard of, and they just come out and they have phenomenal years. And, you know, you got to hop on them early because once they start winning, it's, you know, you got to lay 300 to win 100. You know, that gets to be crazy stuff. That's just too much risk. I mean, if they lose, they got to win three in a row to break even, you know?
Yeah, it's, I like to bet, and I like the joys of betting, and it's fun just to have money on games. But, man, when you're talking about that much risk, that little reward, it makes it really hard.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's one thing we talked about with Tommy last week is the money line and the run line. The run line in baseball makes it a point spread basically of 1.5, and it makes it a little easier. And then we had a good time. We normally check in with the BS Sports Show on Fridays, and you had some the local roller derby girls in, I guess, right?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, those girls are a little batty, but, man, they do They have a lot of fun and they raise money for charity, but I think betting on roller derby is where it should be at if we figure out a way how to do it. I think that would be where it's at. The team in Fort Wayne last month they beat their opponent like 301-45. I mean, just demolished them.
Now I've actually, when I was younger, I watched some roller derby. I watched some pro wrestling. They used to be on. The same time the trotters were on, which are the horses with the buggies on the back. So I'd spend, you know, 1.5, 2 hours watching these shows. And the roller derby, I really think from a sports betting standpoint, Mo, is you would have to figure out a way to where they're betting against each other. So the girls are putting up their own money, and that will establish what the money line would be, you know, because the facts are they play hard, and if you didn't know, you would think they didn't like each other because they really can get nasty out there.
Right, you know, and some people are like, oh, I would never bet on roller derby. I can't tell if it's fixed or not. Well, you could have gone to the sports book 2 weeks ago and bet on WrestleMania on a not real sport where the outcomes are predetermined. You could have bet on it in sports books across the country and overseas. So, I mean, sports books will take action on almost anything. And they're taking action on predetermined sports, so why not roller derby?
No, and of course, as we always say when we're on the Mo Radio Show, if you find us at the Vegas Vacation Casino, we're in great shape because they'll take that action.
Yeah, I'm actually watching it on television right now. I'm actually watching
Vegas Vacation. There you go. Yeah. So we're going to have a good show. Looking forward to it. As always, appreciate your input, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. It was my pleasure.
Always good to check in with Mo from the Mo Radio Show and the BS Sports Show. He definitely has a different take on things. And they're in the heart of the country. They're in Fort Wayne, Indiana, so they're dealing with the Pacers. They're dealing with Notre Dame. They're dealing with Chicago. Everything there, as you know, is 3 hours away. So always great to catch up with Mo. When we get back, we're going to slide over to TimelessVegas.com, and we'll talk with Sloppy. He is covering the NBA playoffs live from Vegas.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information. Like all those scams that are out there, sixbetsagame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines, as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at sixbetsagame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire sixbetsagame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. Sixbetsagame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, at MoRadioShow.com. Or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724, with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We're covering what's happening on the board in Vegas for this weekend, and there is a lot of activity. What is probably the most exciting, you know, of course, it's a personal opinion, is the beginning of the NBA playoffs. So we're going to go and now have a little insight straight from the Vegas opinion of Sloppy. All right, so we're going to go out right now to the Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline, where Sloppy is actually live in Las Vegas. Are you not in Vegas, Sloppy?
Timeless Vegas was nice enough to put us up again for a bachelor party this weekend, so live from Las Vegas.
TimelessVegas.com, really. Stop everything you're doing and just go to that website, because if you're going to Vegas, it is really the first place to call, because they're close enough to all the houses are close enough to the sports book, right, Sloppy? I mean, how long? 10 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, shorter than that for some of these houses, absolutely.
Yeah. And so that's always great to give Aaron our best. He was kind enough to put us up when we did our AFC-NFC championship weekend. We're going to be talking a little NBA playoffs, and your perfect time to be in Las Vegas, because it is one of the things that gives, I think, a sports book a little bump is playoff basketball. No doubt about that.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great time to be here. There's really no football. You got no college basketball anymore. I mean, I guess you could bet some hockey, but I don't think I've ever done that before.
Right. Hockey, we have bet hockey, and we'll have to, as the playoffs get going, we'll definitely talk. Hockey is a really tough sport to bet. It's so intense. It's never a break. I mean, it's constantly intense, you know?
I mean, I feel baseball's like that. Baseball's really hard to bet for me, too.
Yeah, and it's not because at any point in time a guy can hit a home run,
yeah.
But in hockey, if a guy scores a goal, I mean, goals are big. I mean, in playoff hockey, 2-1 is a final. You know, you get a goal, you're up a goal, and you're in great shape.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're looking at Saturday's schedule now. Refresh our memories, because for those people that kind of bet but forget the rules. Eight teams get in from each side, right?
Yes, correct. Eight teams from each side, so you have actually 16 of, 30 teams. You almost half the teams get into the NBA playoffs, and unfortunately, the Eastern Conference, it only takes less than a .500 record to get in these days.
Yeah, that's always brutal. I'm an old-time Knicks fan, and there was a couple times they had a shot, and they were like seven games under .500, they had a shot again in the playoffs. You know?
I mean, that's why, Golden State's got the best record in the NBA, but for some reason, LeBron and the Cavs have the best record to win the title, just because they probably have the easiest road to get there.
Right. And then there's no buys, right? Everybody's playing.
Yep, everybody plays. Everybody plays in the NBA. It's 1-8, and goes down from there. And there's actually some pretty good matchups.
And in terms of those matchups, are they doing it a 5? Is it 7? I always forget. They seem to change these things.
It used to be 5 in the first round. They have now changed it to 7. So officially the NBA playoffs last about 4 months, I think is what it is.
Yeah, no, I just wrote a piece for the website, Sloppy, and I talked about being in Palm Springs for Memorial Day and betting NBA from Memorial Day.
Months out and you'll still be in the second round. It's tough.
Amazing. So now, will they play? Will they go 2-2-2-1, or will they go 2-3-2?
I believe it's a 2-2-1-1-1 in the first rounds, because supposedly the team should be closer together for travel. And
right.
Then when it goes east versus west, they assume that they'd be far apart, and I think it goes 2-3-2.
All right. So what we're looking at then is there are 4 games on Saturday.
4 games on Sunday.
4 games on Sunday. That's 8 games. And that means nobody's going to play back-to-back.
No, the NBA playoffs, nobody will ever play back-to-back.
Yeah, okay. And that's what I laugh about sometimes with talking about playoff wagering. It's so much different, Sloppy, than regular season wagering in almost every sport, because you don't do things the same.
Well, absolutely. And you've got teams like, say, the Houston Rockets, who Dwight Howard never played back-to-backs. Now he goes to the playoffs, and he never has to sit out.
Yep.
So it definitely changes it up, having no back-to-backs in the playoffs.
All right. So when you walk in to the sportsbook Saturday morning, okay, talk to us. How are you going to attack these NBA players? Are you going to, first of all, treat Saturday separately from Sunday? Are you looking at all the matchups as I'm looking for my two best, and if I have to, I might even throw a parlay in for a Saturday and Sunday combo?
Yeah, basically, the way I'm probably going to approach it, I'm going to pick at least one from each day that I really like the most out of the 4 games, and probably put heavier chipping bets on those than the other ones, and then maybe dabble with a few that I liked with some parlays as well. So,
yeah, and I'm noticing it's got a little bit of a Christmas Day feel for it. One game starts, then it ends, and another game starts. Then another game starts.
9:30 in the morning, it kicks off till I think in the last games it will end at 9 o'clock at night, probably here in the West time zone.
And on Sunday it starts at noon and it goes
10:30 Eastern, which of course in Las Vegas will be 7:30, will be your last kickoff. So that, you know, that'll be 9:30, 10 o'clock as well.
Yeah.
When we're talking, okay, first of all, we should really give credit to Cali Comfort Barbecue because you and I have eaten there, so we know the food is good and the hospitality is good. And I'm actually writing a post for the website, Sloppy, that's going to really kind of focus on those three elements that we deal with, which is Vegas because of TimelessVegas.com,
okay.
Tijuana because of San Diego, and then everything else, which means if you're just hanging at Cali Comfort, watching the games with your buddies and betting on your phone, which,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Is a whole different animal. It's a totally different way to wager. But sometimes if that's where you are, you don't have a choice. You can't get to Vegas. You can't get to a sports book. But when you have Sloppy in Vegas and you get to talk to him on the Cali Comfort hotline, the only thing would be better if I was in Tijuana, we would have all three covered. But they're really
exactly.
different ways to wager, and especially when you walk in to, like, the Mirage, which is a huge – I mean, not the Mirage, the Westgate, which is a huge sports book.
Yes.
What – when you bet NBA playoff basketball, are you looking at over-unders? Are you looking at size? What are you looking at?
You know, I like to look at big lines. There's a couple big lines in this first day where I think in the past I've seen a lot of the higher seeds have kind of slipped up game one when it came to NBA playoffs. They were already in the playoffs. Maybe they weren't playing as hard towards the back end of the season. And you have teams like the Pelicans that had to really fight to get that last spot. And the Pelicans go in as a 12-point dog in the first day. With their size, they may be able to keep that close. So, I mean, you just kind of see who's hot, who backed in, who kind of was taking it easy, and maybe they start off a little sluggish in the first game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got a great point in that against the spread, New Orleans had just the same exact record as they did without the points. 45-37. That's pretty amazing. And then they were 20-21 on the road against the spread.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. It doesn't take a genius to figure, you know, we're in Charger territory, for heaven's sakes. Every single year the last five games is a playoff game for the Chargers, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like who gets hot when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah. Right. And so in terms of over-unders, you know how with the tournament, the March Madness, it's always guard play, guard play. You hear guard play a lot. In NBA playoffs, what wins? Is it defense? Is it shooting? Is it scoring? Is it rebounding? What is it?
You know, it's obviously what's proven to win the past few years is team basketball. You want to see who's playing the best all-around team basketball, like the Atlanta Hawks. And that's why the San Antonio Spurs keep winning games and keep winning championships, because it's an all-around team game. But this year, I think it is the year of the guard. I mean, Steph Curry and Harden and Klay Thompson, those guys, they're really going to be a big difference maker when it comes to this playoff run.
Yeah, and of course, you know, San Antonio is a name you've heard a lot. Atlanta, Golden State, these weren't teams that you were even thinking about putting money on at the beginning
yeah.
of the season to win championships. Everybody knew Golden State, I think, had a good roster. But, you know, it's a whole different animal when you go up to the window with your hard-earned money and you say, I want to make a bet on a thing that's going to happen in June.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when okay.
I was just going to say, I mean, injuries also play into this as well. I mean, like DeMarcus Aldridge for Portland has been sitting out. And the Clippers have a little bit of a tiff between Paul and Griffin. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can come into play here and then kind of make a difference in the outcome of a game.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's the thing. And then, of course, we have to not forget the whole point spread.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Yeah. Now, do you ever look at money lines on any of these games?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't like to get maybe too crazy and take the Pelicans to win the first game outright, which is paying 7-1. But, I mean, there's some that maybe where the Wizards catch a hot streak and the Raptors have been kind of on the downfall, where I'd take a flyer on the Wizards, who do have one of the best backcourts in the NBA. So, I mean, and they're paying, I mean, you'll get 1.5 to your money on the money line up there.
Yep. And that's the thing, like you said, when you're able to isolate the opportunities, because it really is about doing your research and doing your homework. And we talk about that all the time. There are some sports that I don't bet as heavily as I do football. But when I do, I take the time
I don't just run up to the window and put my wallet down. I take the time and look at the research. So when we get to Sunday, Sunday, again, has got the game starting at 3 o'clock Eastern. It's Boston, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Atlanta, Portland, Memphis, and San Antonio, and the Clippers. The biggest favorite that day is, of course, Atlanta, given 10. No, Cleveland's given 11. Cleveland's given 11. But so two double-digit dogs that day. There's only one on
day one.
Saturday. Double-digit dogs are supposed to win, aren't they?
They're no doubt supposed to win. In fact, that 11.5 that the Cavs are getting there doesn't really even scare me because the Celtics got to the playoffs, and just that made Brad Stevens the best coach in the world because I don't think they really care anymore. So
right.
I think Cleveland really kind of murdered them in that series.
Now, the thing that we talk about on our show a lot is that whole sixbetsagame.com philosophy of looking for big lines like that and hoping that the teams come out and make a statement. Do you foresee yourself over the weekend doing any first half bets?
You know, Cleveland may be one of those games where it is a take them in the first, take them at half, take them at the end of the game, just because Boston, again, just doesn't really need to be in the playoffs. I think they're 5 or 6 games under 500. They're just happy enough to get there. I think if Boston wins one game in this series, they may throw them a parade, Boston.
Yeah. And exactly. It really is when you're dealing with, like you said, in the East, teams that are under 500, they're filling a spot. They're filling a spot. That's what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So if we're going to sum this up, if you're looking at NBA playoffs, don't be afraid to do what? Give them one. Don't be afraid.
I mean, don't be afraid to take. Don't be scared of these big point spreads with some of these number one seeds like Cleveland. And I mean, just make sure, like you said, you got to do your research on this stuff. Who was playing hot towards the end of the year, and maybe who was taking some time off, who was sitting some players toward the end. Maybe that comes into play where you could steal some money in this first day and second day.
Right. A little bit of rust. And, of course, no doubt you see that in the tournament. You get teams that got knocked out of their own tournament early, and then a team who wouldn't make it, they were on the bubble, maybe wouldn't even make it, win their tournament, get the automatic bid, and play tough in that first game.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Happened so many times, college basketball.
As always, remember, if you are going anywhere near Vegas, you have to simply go to www.timelessvegas.com. Check out all the different hospitality options that you have, and you'll enjoy yourself as sloppy. I know you're going to do this weekend. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Chaz.
Yeah, when you check out timelessvegas.com and you see the houses, it really makes a Vegas experience above and beyond. And what I like about it, especially with Vicky, you know, she doesn't like when you disappear in the sports book for 6 or 7 hours at a time. But when the houses are 10 minutes from the casino, and that's, you know, stretching it, you're able to say, hey, you know, hang by the pool. I'm going to go there, and everybody wins. All right, so when we get back, we're going to slide gears, and Tommy's going to hop on and give us some information regarding the pitching matchups today and a couple that he thinks are winners. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone. Whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter. Or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome. Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz, and as always, on Twitter, at SB Weekly. You can email the show, show@sportsbettingweekly.com. And for our guests that want to give us a call, give us a shout, 646-929-1298, 646-929-1298. Now, I wanted to give you an update. We just talked to Sloppy, checked out the lines. The Boston-Cleveland game's up to 11.5. Cleveland's given 11.5. That's tomorrow. The other double-digit tomorrow, Atlanta has stayed at 10. They're giving 10 to Brooklyn. And today, Golden State is up a half a point, so they're up to giving 12. He mentioned those bets, as well as watching out for Washington, and that is the first game of the day today, 12:30 Eastern. So that's happening here, tip-off in about an hour. All right, let's see here from Tommy. All right, we're going to hop right now onto the Westgate Las Vegas hotline, home of the Super Contest. Tiny, I know that you're kind enough to take some time off from a trip to L.A. Why are you up north?
I saw The Replacements last night.
Good show?
Oh, yeah, great show. Yeah.
And, of course, L.A., if I know you, L.A. Can get kind of sticky. Is that what you say? L.A. can get kind of sticky when you go up there?
Yeah, it was sticky.
Yeah, Roscoe Chicken Waffles, baby.
He did make it to Roscoe's, absolutely. Yeah. He made it to Roscoe's Chicken Waffles.
No, I mean, you take a Roscoe's waffle, you fold it over, and you put chicken in there, and you put honey on it, and now I saw somebody on TV, one of the fast food places, is doing it with a biscuit. It's the greatest taco ever, you know?
We're gonna
talk some Major League Baseball. As you know, Saturday and Sunday, pretty much a full slate of games. They start at 1:05 Eastern with the Phillies and Nationals, and there's a full slate all the way till the late games on the West Coast kickoff at 9:10 Eastern, which is, of course, 6:10 here in San Diego. We're going to focus on a couple games, one with the team that you know and one with the team that we know, because the Padres, of course, are on the road. They're at Chicago. I've had a pretty good start. You know, as you know, Tommy, if you listen to the radio here in San Diego, they are the 27 Yankees is what they're making them sound like
on
the radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're playing the Cubs. It's Ross at Hendricks. And then, well, of course, you're Yankees. You've been all over them for years in terms of a fan, but also knowing when to bet it. And I've seen you bet against them, too. I've seen you bet against them. You just knew that.
I have.
The money has more allegiance.
No,
you're absolutely right. So let's talk with, and that's Tanaka at, is it Odorizzi? Odorizzi, he's 2-0. I don't know if that's his name, but that's how I pronounce it. But he's 2-0, so I want to give him at least some kudos. So let's start with the Padres at the Cubs. I know that, you know what, we're not going to know what happened Friday before this game, but how much does that, for you, play into a bet when you're looking at pitchers versus teams?
Well, it's pretty much everything. I mean, in the Padre-Cup game, I mean, you got to keep the ball down, you know, at Wrigley. Otherwise, if the wind's blowing out, you could give up 5 home runs. But Ross is one of the best young pitchers in the National League. They have him listed as a number 2 starter for the Padres, but he's 1A as far as I'm concerned with Shields. And, you know, he was their only all-star last year. And, he's a nice player. Now, on the other hand, the Cubs tonight, their prize rookie, who's also a University of San Diego graduate, Chris Bryant, is going to play his first game. They held him out so they could get an extra year of service out of him. You know, business is business. But, you know, he's supposed to be the next Mickey Mantle. So we'll see what happens. But I don't have the run line in front of me. But if I was going to play that, I'd actually go against the Padres and take the Cubs at all.
And the run line now, normally it's going to be the home team giving them 1.5, correct?
Usually, yeah. You know, 8 times out of 10, but sometimes it's when it's, you know, if it's the home team against Kershaw. You know,
no, exactly, right. For one of those pitchers, who's in the zone, you know. If you're, you know, if it gets to later in the year and you're 14-3, you're pretty much going to be the one given 1.5 no matter where you pitch, I would imagine.
Exactly. Yeah, and I also look for a lot of runs to be scored in that game, in the Cubs-Padres game, just because Padres have a team, you know, from 1-7 that are all good hitters. And the Cubs, you know, they did a lot to improve themselves over the offseason, too. So maybe the genius Theo Epstein's finally getting something going there. I think he has to get something going this year because it's the fifth year of his fifth-year contract.
No, he was the Messiah when he came over, and only because, you know, we work with Mo on the Mo Radio Show, and he, of course, is a big-time Cubs fan. All right, so now we got Yankees-Rays a few hours later. What's nice about separating the games by about 5 hours is you got the ability to know that you don't have to wait around and get stuck betting two games because one game is still going on while the other game is going off, and that's the Yankees at the Rays, 7:10 Eastern, Tanaka and Odorizzi, who's 2-0.
Well, Tanaka got lit up in his first start, and he wasn't great in his second start. I watched them both. I watched the whole game both times. And he's got to keep the ball down because his velocity, you know, he's not hitting 98 like he did last year. He's like in the low 90s. And, you know, he's one bad pitch away from Tommy John surgery, and everybody knows that. He's got a torn older, he's got a torn tendon in his pitching arm, but he's, you know, he's basically, he's going to pitch until it gives out, then he's going to go out with Tommy John surgery.
Right.
But he's been effective when he gets the low strike call. The other night they weren't calling the low strike, and he walked 4 or 5 guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime you walk a guy in the big leagues, it's tough. You know, you can't defense a walk. You just can't defense it.
No, so, and think about it. The way the first baseman plays becomes different. The way the pitcher pitches becomes different, especially if the guy that you just walked has got any kind of pop on the bases.
And, you know, the Rays are predicted to be pretty terrible this year, but, you know, no one's – I mean, the Yankees are – you know, no one's picking them to win the World Series either. You know, they're basically the pensioners club over there. They the other night they didn't have a single starting player under 31 years of old age, which is, you know, that's just crazy. You can't just do it with old guys, and I think Cash could start to realize that.
Yeah. So what do we do?
You know what? I'd have to see the odds on the game. If, you know, I'd have to, you know, Tanaka, I think he was 3-4-0 against them last year. So, and the Rays didn't get any better. If I'm getting the 1.5, I'm taking it with Tanaka. I'm gonna take the 1.5 and give up the odds, you know, and maybe put a little bit more on the parlay. Then, and I also like the over in that game too because that's a bandbox, the
right
stadium, and you know, lots of runs scored there. So I would play the Yankees on the run line plus the 1.5 with over. It would probably be like 8.5 or 9.
Yeah, and you would think on the road that there's no way the Yankees are going to be given 1.5 on the run line. They've got to be taken, you would think.
Yes, I would be thinking so. Yeah, especially against pitchers 2-0.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, as always, we appreciate you taking the time to just kind of look at a few things because when we run the show Saturdays, you know, we take these calls during the week. We usually do them on Thursday, sometimes Friday. This one is a Friday call. But it allows us to really have a good organizational way to look at the board. Because remember, when you wake up in the morning on Saturday this weekend, Tommy, there's a lot of stuff you can do. You can't bet at all. You got to be picky. You got to be choosy.
Oh, baseball, you have to. You can't play every game. It's like you can't play 8 or 9 games of baseball like you can do
right
in football.
It's
just, you know, just the best team can lose to the worst team on any given day.
Yeah. And like you said, it really is a game of inches. They start, you know, where normally last week it was strikes, and this week's the same pitch as a ball, which happens with umpiring all the time. It changes everything from a 2-1 final to a 7-9 final, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, my man.
More runs.
Exactly. As always, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Cash them, don't trash them.
Yeah, cash them, don't trash them. It really is an important aspect of sports wagering. Keep the cash going. Don't be tearing up all your tickets. Sometimes you just got to bet smart. So what we're going to do is give you a quick update on those games that Tommy was talking about with the Padres at the Cubs. Again, it's a 2:20 Eastern start. The over-under is 7. San Diego's plus 103 on the line. Chicago, Hendricks minus 113. But if you do decide to take Hendricks and give the 1.5 on the run line, it's plus 180. With the other game that he talked about, Yankees at Tampa Bay, the over-under is actually just 7 as well. Both pitchers are minus 105. It's as even as you can get. But with that minus 1.5, the Yankees are going to be given a plus 150. We did not think that. We thought Tampa Bay would be given. But on this money line, you can get Tanaka plus 150. Yankees got to win by 2. All right, so next we're going to slide right into, without hesitation, our UFC guy. We're going to get over to Billy. He's talking some UFC New Jersey. All right, we're going to head out now to the Caliente Sportsbook down at Pueblo Amigo Hotline. We've got Billy V, our UFC expert. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I wanted to remind everybody.
Hey, you said you were going to let it play for a little bit so you could find the spot in your recording.
No, I said it was going to be silent for a little bit.
You didn't do any silence, though.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to a commercial. We'll come back and we'll get Billy going on.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for someone, whether that special gift is for a Ravens fan or a Packers backer. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your friend lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Spartan Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for a Florida State fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or the San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or a Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not pretty close to winningfootballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Mo from the Mo Radio Show. If you're betting on football but not winning as much as you would like, then you really need to start using the data from sixbetsagame.com. I've been talking with Second Half Chaz every week for a year now, and the information he has given the listeners on my show has been pretty amazing. Whether it was college football or the NFL, week in and week out, the sixbetsagame.com data isolated betting opportunities that made me money too. These are not picks or predictions based on some inside information like all those scams that are out there. Sixbetsagame.com focuses on giving you historical data on first quarter lines as well as first half and second half against the spread records. So if you're one of those few bettors that actually wins each week, this data will help you win even more. This is data that simply is not available anywhere else in the world, and you can get it exclusively at sixbetsagame.com. Sure, the data helped me win, but listen to this. They paid for the entire sixbetsagame.com website with their football winnings from last season. How many of those so-called information services can tell you that? It really is true when they say you will start winning more bets now. SixBetsAGame.com, unless you like losing.
Hi, it's Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. And you know I spend a lot of time on the internet, especially during football season. And if you're like me, you know it's very hard to find any sports talk worth listening to. That's why I have the Mo Radio Show app on my phone. Whether it's his connections with locker room insiders or the way he covers stories like no one else will, it really is the only show I listen to all the time. Heck, now that Vicky has signed up for her fantasy league at work, she's hooked too. You can catch the Mo Radio Show live, 11 a.m. Eastern,
8 a.m. Pacific at MoRadioShow.com or listen to the podcast whenever you want, 724 with the Mo Radio Show app available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Mo Radio Show app, download it today.
Now it's time. Rock on.
The Mo Radio Show.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. So, yes, as we learn the technology behind the board and the recording of the calls earlier in the week, sometimes we mess up and sometimes we don't. So we're going to go back to Billy, and we're going to hear it from the beginning with a little extra emphasis on the editing. All right, we're going to head out now to the Caliente Sportsbook down a Pueblo Amigo hotline. We've got Billy V, our UFC expert. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I wanted to remind everybody.
Hey, you said you were going to let it play for a little bit so you could find the spot in your recording.
No, I said it was going to be silent for a little bit.
You didn't do any silence, though.
Yeah, I did. I just counted the three in my head.
Let's start over. Okay. I didn't count. I didn't hear anything. Okay. You just started talking right after you said.
Yeah, and then only this, because what happens is when I'm in the program that you can cut it out, it, you know, goes up and down as we're talking, just like, you know, like any kind of, you know, device
right.
with music. And then if you stop talking, it stops, and that's where I know
okay.
to put the cursor.
Right. I didn't know that.
All right, ready?
I thought
one.
It was going to be quiet for a little bit.
Yeah, three, two. All right, we're heading out to the Caliente Sportsbook Hotline. We've got Billy V. Billy, thanks again for taking time out because your UFC plays have been very, very strong.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun for me to get on the phone with you and give my opinion. I heard there's not a lot of people doing this, so.
Yeah, and again, if you haven't followed us, you can go back and listen to some of the previous podcasts at sportsbettingweekly.com, but what Billy does is he just watches the fights. He knows the fighters. He's going to watch them anyway. We talk about them on Thursday before the fights. Now, the last couple weeks, it was tough because the fights were literally going off while we were on the air Saturday, but now it is Saturday night. It is the next fight night. It's UFC on Fox. I don't know what they call it. They have numbers for everything, but this one's UFC on Fox. Of course, it's the free one next week, and we'll tease it again at the end of the segment, Billy. We're talking about UFC 186. But when we have the fights coming up, we'll tend to you and I will kind of go over it. And you said something I thought was really interesting. You said you just like to talk about exciting fights because you're excited about them coming up. So what would be the most exciting fight you're seeing on the card this Saturday?
Well, it's an undercard fight, and it's going to be one of the first fights of the night. It's actually the second fight. This kid, Jimmy Hetz, he is fun to watch. He's very, creative in how he attacks his opponent. He's very aggressive, and he's coming up against this weathered opponent. He's 18-10. Guy said, 28 fights. So we'll see how Jimmy stacks up to a weathered veteran. You said that he's not the favorite.
No, Jimmy Hetz is plus 150, and again, for people that are not aware of how you bet on UFC, you can bet a couple ways. You can bet the person, the fighters, or you can bet the what we call over under, what they call the will go, won't go. It's the number of rounds. So in this fight, if you like Jimmy Hetz, for every 10 you give them, you're going to get 15 back. He's plus 150. Diego Brandao, don't quote me on that, is minus 185. And that means you have to give them $185 or $18.50 to win 10. $185 will get you 100. It's really just simple math. But you know what? The one thing I've noticed, Billy, in talking with you for a few weeks now, is I don't really have any handle on the pronunciation. But you've mentioned stories that I'm not the first, that when an up-and-comer comes in, they could sometimes say his name wrong.
Yeah, Kenny Florian was calling Cain Velasquez a Cayenne during his first fight. So, don't feel bad.
So when we've got this, Jimmy Hetz, now you mentioned last week a couple things. And again, all we try to do on this show is help you take away a little of the house advantage because they've got full-time people. They know exactly what they're doing. They manipulate the odds. They make it so they're going to win. We have to do everything we can in our power to just kind of slim down that, what I would call, advantage. So when we look at this fight, you said it's the second fight on the card. You've got a guy that you like, but he doesn't have that many fights. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's 11-2, but he's a scrapper. He brings it. He's up and coming. And this Diego fellow, you know, I don't really know a whole lot about him. I've seen him fight a few times, but this is a fight I'm definitely looking forward to. It's 145 pounds, and you know what I always say about these, you know, smaller fighters is that they don't finish the fights as much as the heavier fighters do. So I'd like the over in this one, and I really, you know, I like the long shot of betting for Jimmy on this one. I'm all for Jimmy. So
yeah,
we'll see how that one plays out.
You mentioned on the Will Go Won't Go, you know, you're in the majority because if you think this fight's going to go, now this one is set at 1.5 rounds for this 3-round fight. That means halfway through the fight, and again, we talked about it, Billy. I'm sitting in a bar halfway through the main event. Somebody somewhere just cashed for $1 million because they bet a lot of money on these fights, and yet not a peep in the audience because they're so focused on the fight rather than the over-under. But in this one, it's halfway through. It's 1.5 rounds. And if you agree with Billy that it's going to go the distance, that you've got to put down $15 to win 10, which isn't really bad because if you think about with the favorite, you have to put down $18.50 to win 10. Now, you mentioned also something about the fighters that go off a couple of fights later, and it is Takeya Mizugaki.
Mizugaki, right? And Aljamain Sterling. This is going to be a good fight. Aljamain's undefeated. He's coming into the ring 10-0. So we'll see how that one plays out. Again, 135-pound weight class. Mizugaki is like this. I don't know. He's a good mixed martial artist. He's kind of lanky, kind of, you know, thin, skinny. You have to be at 135 pounds, crying out loud.
So these guys are lighter. These guys are lighter.
And I'm telling you, they don't have the strength to knock each other out. So then it goes to submission, and it goes to the ground game and the grappling and all that. And I really see that one going the distance. Even though this guy's 10-0, I don't see him knocking Mizugaki out in the first or second round. And
that's exactly what the house is saying, because if you think it'll be over before 2.5 of the 3 rounds, which is, as you mentioned a couple times in the last few weeks, Billy, if it makes it to the third round, it a lot of times it's not going to end in the third round on a 3-round fight.
50 seconds, you know, if it goes 12 minutes and 50 seconds, more than likely it's going to go all 15 minutes. You know, you only got 2.5 minutes to win that bet. And, you know, I've said it before, these smaller fighters, they just don't end fights. They many times go to a decision. But you do have a guy coming in that's 10-0. But,
He's a big favorite. He's a big favorite. For him, you've got to lay $35 to win 10. So you got to go to the sportsbook. You got to put $35 on the table. They'll take it. They'll give you a ticket that'll say, if this ticket wins, you get your $35 back plus 10 more. So it's a 3-1. And the will go over 2.5 because Billy is saying exactly what the book. This one is up to minus 245. So that's, again, 2.5. You got to lay $24.50 to win 10. It is a pretty big bet in terms of the house advantage. But you know what, Billy? Sometimes, like you said, it's easy money, too, because it never even comes close to being over.
Thing with the two ladies that are going to fight, Felice Herring and Paige VanZant, 115 pounds. I mean, give me a break. These girls are not going to knock each other out.
Right.
They might, you know, submit one another, but I don't see that happening. So
here's the same thing. Now, one of the ways, because you can't parlay the over-unders. Now, part of that is because, Billy, again, you don't deal with the sports book that much, so we're going to talk with help in the audience. They have the advantage of saying, we know that that's where we can lose, so we're not going to offer it to them. So I can parlay, Sterling, and I can parlay him with Jimmy, and I can parlay him with, you know, one of the girls in a 3-fighter parlay. but I can't do the over-unders. But what I can do with the over-unders is I can let them bet right. So it's a will-win bet. So I can bet the first one, and if it wins, bet it all on the second one. If it wins, bet it all on the third one. Because when you start dealing with minus 200, because that's what the girls are, Felice Herring is plus 110, and Paige VanZant is minus 140. So they're very close in terms of even money, which means they don't really have a pretty good feel of who's going to win this fight. But when it comes to the girls, like you said, at 115 pounds, the will go over 2.5 is minus 200, which means, again, you got to give them 20 just to win 10. So this fight's a little different in compared to what the other ones we've looked at, because it's actually better to bet the boxers here. It's more realistic return on your investment, you know?
I'd be surprised if this one got stopped early. This one gal, her record's only 4-1, so she's going to be very tentative. She doesn't want to wreck her 4-1 record. And this other gal, Felice, I think they're both off the Ultimate Fighter. So we've had a chance to see them fight before, but if you watch the Ultimate Fighter, I mean, I'm sorry. They put on a good show, but I don't see knockouts happening or submissions
right
in the first couple of rounds.
And remember, the two, and again, we're talking with Billy V. He's our UFC expert. He gives us the information, and you got to kind of translate it into the betting parlance, but he's coming to us from the Caliente Sportsbook hotline, and really on a Saturday night, going to the sportsbook in TJ. Now, TJ's a pretty good time, as we all know, any night, but Saturday night's a little special down there, and when you've got the fights at the Caliente Sportsbook, they really take care of you. The thing that you got to realize, though, is that when you're looking at the information that Billy gives you, you can do some of the work yourself, because he already told us he goes to the UFC website. He's looking at the girls, and Little Bulldog versus 12 Gauge are their nicknames. But a very good point, he said, that 10% by KO, 30% by submission, 60 and 50% by decision. So these stats are showing you exactly what Billy's telling you, that with the girls at 115 pounds, more than half of the time, the fights aren't going to end.
And then we have the
Billy,
fight of the night, the main fight, Lyoto Machida and Luke Rockhold. Is this a five-round fight or just a three-round fight?
No, this is a five-round fight. What's the weight on these guys?
These guys are in the 200s, I believe. Nope, 185. That's
Chris 185.
Weidman, the champion of that weight division.
185. So, I mean, compared to 115, 135, and 145, these guys are big guys, but they're not the heavyweights, right?
Well, Luke Rockhold's an experienced wrestler and mixed martial artist in his own right. We all know Lyoto the Dragon Machida is, you know, right out of a video game, the way he's knocked people out with the most wackiest kicks and punches. And so, but he's getting old. You know, he's slowing down. He's not young anymore. He's wise beyond his years as far as being a warrior, but Luke is going to bring hell. Luke gets right up in your face. There's going to be a lot of takedowns and takedown defenses. He's not going to let Lyoto Machida get off, so to speak. He's not going to let him punch and get off. So I think this is going to turn into like a wrestling jiu-jitsu match.
Well, Rockhold is the favorite.
Go all the way 3.5 rounds to get to the
Luke Rockhold is the favorite at minus 165. But, Billy, when you're looking at it, you're absolutely right. He's only showing 15% of his bouts go to decision, 85% of his fights, and he's 13-2. So you can do the math. That's a pretty easy number. Pretty much 10 times out of the 13, what he's done is he's won in either KO, TKO, or submission, where Lyoto Machida, the Dragon, is 50% of the time his fights end with the judges. Now, in terms of that will go, won't go, it is 3.5, Billy, of the five fights. Of the five rounds, it's 3.5.
I like the under on that, because that's like a normal fight, a three-round fight. Very few of these five-round fights get decided in the fourth and fifth rounds, unless it's a championship bout, and these guys have trained extensively for that championship bout. But not saying that Lyoto's going to take this guy lightly, but like I said, Lyoto's getting up there in age. He's in his late 30s, I think. And Rockhold's a young buck coming up through the ranks. He's hungry, and I like this stopping short. This is one of the first fights I've said this one's not going to go. This is my first, I think this is the first one I've said won't go.
I love the way you sum that up, though, Billy, because what you said is, remember, they've got it pegged at 3.5. A normal fight's only 3.
Right.
That was really, really brilliant. So we're going to recap. We've looked at 4 fights. He says that he likes Jimmy over Diego in the second fight, and he thinks it's going to last a while.
Later on,
that's your launch-up. But he's not that big of a dog. He's +150. I mean, that's not that bad. Then in the Mizuka Sterling fight, he thinks it's going to be Sterling and the over. And the girls, he didn't mention whether he thought Felice or Paige was going to win, but he definitely thinks it's going to go the distance. Do you have any second thoughts about?
Well, yeah. I like Felice. I think just because of her experience, you know, I think she's going to have the edge on Paige.
And she's a little bit of an underdog.
Too cute to be mean.
Right. No, you know, and that's the funny thing. I think, remember, Billy, I loved when you talked about Rousey when she was at the press conference. You know, in all these fights, they have the pretty girls behind, and you mentioned she's as pretty as the girls from behind. And when you look at this Harry Van Zandt, these are good-looking chicks, you know?
It's they don't want to get hit in the face, so
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of wrestling and a lot of, you know.
And then in the main event, you definitely think it's going to be just a little too much for the Dragon.
Sadly, you know, but Loyota has this way about him to slip a punch and when the guy's running forward to just knock him right out, just like Anderson Silva does. Those guys train together. Those guys come from the same, well, not from the same background, but they come from the same country and that same mentality that kind of, where they just let their guard down in front of the opponent, and the opponent sees an opening, and they charge forward, and next thing you know, they got a fist right in their jaw, and they're on the ground looking up going, what happened? It's like they ran into a signpost, and we've seen it happen, but you just got to wonder, does Loyota still have that speed that he had 10 years ago?
Right.
And Rockhold is a beast, so this is going to be a fun fight. I'm looking forward to it. Glad it's 5 rounds. Whether if it goes all 5, I really don't think so. Not with
yeah. There you go. And that's kind of
with the 85% ratio. I like that. So I
that's
like
that's the 85. You know what? Even in school, if your kid's bringing home 85s, you can't get them too much grief. I mean, 85 is an 85. You know.
Right.
All right, Billy. As always, we appreciate it. Looking forward to some more success. Again, just in your last, throwing it off in your last, like, 8 suggestions, I think you're 7-1, and the one was a decision that I still don't believe was the right decision, but they only cash tickets on the winners, not on what you think. So until next time,
Mark.
Yeah, appreciate your help, buddy.
Yeah, and Billy V has really done just a great job. Now, if you Google the UFC weigh-in, you'll see that Felice Herrig and Paige Van Zandt, they got right in each other's face, so that should be a good fight. Either way, hopefully what you heard today will help you to always be cashing. I'm Second Half Chaz. Thanks again.